Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I treated myself to a day at the spa.
I upgraded our new TV.
I paid off credit card debt.
What would you do with an extra $200? When you join Sandia Laboratory Federal Credit Union, you'll get up to $200 and much more, like competitive rates and top-ranking service. Join New Mexico's premier credit union, and they'll reward you for it. Visit slfcu.org/bonus for more info. Insured by NCUA. New member conditions apply. Limited time offer.
Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon sunny to partly cloudy skies, the start of a stretch of noticeably cooler weather with a high of 62. Tonight cloudy with periods of rain late, low 46. Tomorrow cooler with on and off rain and drizzle, becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 54. Tomorrow night periods of rain, low 42. On Monday mainly cloudy, breezy and chilly with a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the area possible with a high of 48. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, fair skies, 56 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, so happy and so proud to be on here, this wonderful show that really imparts so much needed and necessary information to those 50-plus. There's really nothing else out there, folks, that I can see that does it so well. We have some incredible people whose business is to make sure you understand the things that have to be done for you to get what you want or to protect yourself. Now, when we talked to Roxanne Sorensen, she came up with Elder Care Solutions after helping her own senior mom. What they can do so many things for you. They accompany the older adult to medical appointments, and they can advocate on their behalf. They can provide guidance when issues arise. They can customize a plan of care to meet the older adult's daily needs. And they can assist in assembling a competent team of home care professionals. And I'm telling you, what Roxanne does, she does it in an incredible, calm surroundings with you and your loved ones before we get to the point where perhaps there's a crisis, and now we have to make a decision on mom and dad's behalf in a crisis situation. Maybe there's been a fall, maybe there's been a stroke, whatever it could be. It is your situation ahead of time and your wishes put down ahead of time so that they can continue just to be worked out. So Roxanne, it's really great to have you with us because what you do, you really have a handle on the medical community, and this is going to save someone precious time when decisions have to be made.
Thank you, Linda. Yes, the person advocates for themselves or their children advocate for them, better decisions are made if they understand the system and not wait until the system is in your face and you're feeling like you're out of control on a roller coaster ride and you don't know how to stop the machine. And I think that's why a lot of people call us in those crises, is they just don't know where to start.
And one important thing that you do is that you can represent the older adult for benefits and entitlements for Medicaid. And you need to know certain things about Medicaid that will not only ensure that you get the care you need, but also save your assets.
Agreed. Medicaid is a specialty, and not everyone is versed in the rules and regulations of Medicaid. A lot of families will want to try doing Medicaid themselves, and some are very successful, but it is a very tedious, difficult system. And if you don't know the ins and outs or the lingo or the rules and the regulations, a lot of families get in jeopardy of then having to pay that full nursing home bill. And I mean, you're talking over $100,000 for a year. You're looking like $150,000. And if you make a mistake, you are liable for that bill. So hiring professionals that are well-versed in this, like us, makes that system go smoother. It is tedious and lengthy. The rules change. The counties are all a little different in how they process. So it's not a straight one-shot applies to all. It really doesn't. And you have to know when to advocate, how to get the documents, what rules are assets versus income. And that's a big one right there, is assets such as bank accounts, life insurance, stocks and bonds. Those are all valued. It doesn't matter if a child's name is on the account with that person, unless they're a disabled child, that is 100% the senior's account. If it's an annuity, an IRA, it's considered income. So those people look at it, well, I have $500,000 in an annuity. Well, wonderful, but it's going to be taken monthly as an income, and it's going to be provided to the nursing home. And people don't understand those things, and if they have to change the beneficiaries to New York State, there's a lot of questions. And just recently, we see a lot of New York State 529 college plans. A lot of the boomer generation has gotten those plans for their grandchildren to put some money into them. They're big pushed by New York State a few years ago. Well, now they're considered an asset. Under the Medicaid rules, those are the spouse or the person in the facility that is their account. It's considered their asset, and if they try to give it to the grandchildren, it's a penalty. So all these people that put money away for 529 plans, now if they use them, they have to be able to get that money back or somehow pay for that nursing home bill for that month or so, and not be able to use those accounts if they're now in the predicament that many are having the situation as of today.
And you know, Roxanne, that's just one situation. And I want to give you Roxanne's number for Elder Care Solutions. It's 716-823-1476. 716-823-1476. What a resource she is. info@eldercarewny.com. That's eldercare is one word. Now here's the situation, folks. Let's say you're taking care of mom and you're at your house, okay? And you're just going along. You know, mom is at an elevated age, and mom is she's declining, okay? You're just going along, kind of waiting until the next decline comes, and then you really don't know what to do. You'll say, well, I'll talk to her doctor and see what the doctor recommends. Well, the doctor may recommend a certain treatment, but the doctor doesn't help you get to that treatment as far as if it's a facility. As a professional advocate, Roxanne can evaluate that situation with objective eyes and provide guidance and direction. Let's face it, our family members, we base many of our decisions on emotions. And you can be educated on all the options before making a final decision, but Roxanne does it professionally, and she can make sure that what you want will happen. She can cut a lot of corners for you because she knows the system, okay? And Roxanne, that coordination and connecting the older adult and a caregiver with other resources, that's everything when it comes to quality of life.
Agreed. Working with the doctors is key to success. And I wish more doctors referred to care managers like ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We do navigate them through the whole system. A doctor can only go so far in what that they can do. I mean, they see the patient when they come in. They don't get to get into their homes. They don't get to have hours of time spent with a family if necessary to evaluate every level of care, look at their finances, look at their psychosocial needs, you know, tell them if the house is safe or not. All of that is comprehensive, and that's what we provide to the families. And yes, we can report back to the physician, here's what we found. What is your treatment plan? What do you want us to do, or what do you expect to be done? Can this person, in your opinion, stay home? We're saying they may not be able to.
Mm-hmm.
They may get a different view of the person based on what that person's telling the doctor, so they may not even get the right information, because it's all about self-documenting, right? You're
mm-hmm.
the one telling your doctor how things are. Well, if you're not being as honest as you should be, well, then the doctor's only going to know so much, and where we might see the opposite because we're going into their home,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to hide piles of mail stacking up,
right.
Food that isn't being eaten. You know, the house maybe not as cleanly as it used to be, or the person not as well maintained as he or she used to take care of themselves.
You know, Roxanne, it also occurs to me that we have more and more people, as far as the kids of our older adults, moving out of town. If your parents are living independently, we hope they are, but they have an accident or there's a fall. And then the next situation is after we call the rescue squad and get them over to the hospital, then what? What is the next step? People make that decision in a crisis, and usually it's not the best decision. They're just doing what they can do. If they work with you ahead of time, there's a plan in place. So all one has to do is call you to get that plan going.
Agreed. And, you know, we can't plan for every scenario, but we have broad enough plans that will cover 98% of everything. And, you know, we have a plan for a husband and wife. We have an individual plan for each of them. We have a couple's plan. You have it if the children are out of town, in town, because even if they're in town, they're working, or they might have their own family that they have to run, you know, all over with their children or grandchildren. So they can't be always accessible in today's world. So why not have those options available to them? Already know what an assisted living looks like, what a nursing home means, what rehab means. People don't understand it. They will refuse to go to a hospital thinking they're never going to go home, which is quite a big fear and does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what are, you know, would they rather suffer and be in pain, or would they maybe get better and can go home? But we don't know that.
Right.
So we planning ahead of time makes the most logical sense.
Absolutely. You'll have specific recommendations for short and long-term planning, support and guidance for the caregiver, education along the way, and determining the best possible living solutions, which may or may not be at home or without assistance. And what is so important about that, Roxanne, is that you might think, okay, well, we think that mom and dad will just go to the place on the corner. Well, maybe they don't specialize in, let's say, stroke care. Maybe they've lost their eyesight, but you have all that information about the best place for whatever situation or condition that person needs, and already can do the footwork on something like that. So decisions aren't made in a crisis.
Right, and to piggyback on that, Linda, you know, being the building at the corner may not be appropriate for multitude of reasons that you mentioned. It also might be affordability.
Yes.
You know, that building might be private pay only.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, you know, one that does accept Medicaid, but there are, you know, they may want a couple years of private pay first. You know, nothing is cut and dry. Of course, there might be beds out there and availability, but those private pay buildings may not tell you that after you've spent all of your money with them, that when you run out of money that you have to leave. That is one of the biggest surprise faces I get when families come to me. I'm like, well, that building doesn't take Medicaid. And they're like, what do you mean?
Right.
And yes, you just spent 3 years there, but unfortunately now your 3 years come to an end.
You don't, I mean, this is not the time to waste time and money. We're talking about the care of your loved ones and their quality of living. You call Roxanne Sorensen today at Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. Info at eldercarewny.com. Again, best decision you could make for you and your elderly loved one, and getting that information that you need to live better. And remember, folks, you hear it right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Senior Radio Buffalo, and we are on the air, and you are with us. And we're so glad that you are every single weekend. And don't forget, you can also hear us on the Odyssey app. But WBEN is our home here in Western New York. Well, here's something fun for you. A goat's intestinal canal is roughly, are you ready for this? 100 feet long. This long length allows for better nutrient absorption from the grass and related roughage that makes up the majority of their diet. That's why they can eat almost anything and eventually digest it. 100 feet long. Wow. If you're a farm vet, that's a big job. Well, listen, folks, we have exciting months ahead of us. I hope you have your calendar full of wonderful things to do. Maybe you have a travel trip coming up. You've got Christmas around the corner. Maybe you've got a trip with the grandkids. One thing we do know, as the seasons begin to change, we'll start wearing our sandals less and be looking for more closed-toed shoes. Now, if you've had a problem with your feet, you're not looking forward to this season because you're like, oh, at least the sandals, my toes could widen out and I had room for my bunion and things like that. let me tell you, don't fret. What you really need are a great pair of SAS shoes. Shoes that can take you on that cruise. Shoes that will be on your feet when you're dancing at that wedding. Shoes that keep the smile on your face because you finally found the right pair of shoes. Man, woman, it doesn't matter your size, doesn't matter your width. SAS shoes are cut above. Aaron Tallman is with us. He's the proprietor of SAS. He's been there for years with a great staff that talk about customer service. It's second to none. You won't find anybody just throwing you a box of shoes in that store. Aaron, nice to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
We want everybody to know that SAS Shoes is right there at Main and Transit. You're probably at that light right now, everybody. Just turn right around and head into the parking lot because SAS Shoes is open till 4 today. And you're now starting to get that wonderful autumn selection of shoes that really come in from Europe and Canada and right here in the USA. Right, Aaron? Very, very well-made shoes.
That's right, Linda. We've got all the top brands that the customers are used to hearing those names and having them before in the past, and we carry all those here in store, whether they're the SAS brand or some of the European brands as well. We carry them all between the SAS side of the store or the Route 5, like you said, from dress styles to casual sneakers, you name it. We've kind of got the whole gamut covered as far as shoe and footwear selection.
And for those who don't want to bend down anymore, yes, you do have the hands-free shoes that you can just slip into now.
Yes, we started carrying the line from Kizik. That's K-I-Z-I-K. They do have a website, kizik.com, so you can always check out the styles before coming in. But they are the leaders in the step-in hands-free footwear category in men's and women's. And they're coming out with some really exciting styles for this fall and winter. They're even going to add in a step-in winter boot in men's and women's, which is a really cool thing. Just the ease and convenience to get into. You have them in the house or in the garage and just step right into them and off you go. You don't have to lace them up, bend over, sit down to tie them. Just step in and go, which is great.
You know, Aaron, how many of us, and I know this because I got rid of a few pairs, how many of us have winter boots, and as soon as you step outside and you're in a puddle, you can feel it, and it's not a waterproof boot, and you're like, oh, no, it's leaking already. Right. Not a problem with SAS on your feet.
Well, that's right. We're slowly getting in all the new winter footwear over the next couple weeks. All the styles will be coming in. So we've got some real nice ones from Next Grip, which is a Canadian company, and it has a retractable ice cleat on it, which is a really nice feature to have for those snowy, icy days. And then the Arctic Grip Bottom, so keep your feet warm and dry, and also other brands as well in the winter footwear category.
Boy, those would be a great gift for somebody, you know? I mean, even if you're not into tall snow, high snow, just having the low boot with the grip that you can just manually, you know, lower, that's an amazing help because let's face it, black ice and problems right around dusk with everything freezing back over, that's a problem. That's a broken hip if you're not careful.
That's right. And then just with a flip of your finger, that ice cleat comes down, and they do some low shoes as well as the ankle boots, and then, of course, the mid and tall boots as well. So quite a few different styles from them.
And, folks, this is what we call the SAS experience. When you go in, Aaron and his great staff will ask you about your feet and the problems that you've had maybe in the past, and then they're going to help you not only just find the perfect pair for you, you find what you like out on the myriad of shelves that they have, and then they can help work on that shoe. Maybe it's to stretch that leather a little bit. Maybe it's to put in an orthotic. Remember, we're not talking about orthopedic shoes, but well-made footwear made here in the U.S., Canada, and in some countries in Europe. And not only that, but they've got socks and purses and other leather goods, sandals, business wear, lots and lots of sizes, small to very, very large, narrow to very, very wide. And you can't get that everywhere, Aaron.
No, that's right. Yeah, men's sizes, we started size 7. There's a couple styles that started even a size 6 in men's and go up to 15, then we have a couple brands that do 16, 17, 18s, and even there's even a few styles that go 19 and size 20. So we've got a broad selection of size and widths in the men's, as well as narrow widths in extra wide, 5-6 E's, and then women's same thing, 4-12, some things in the 13s, and women's narrows the extra wide, so we can fit just about every size foot.
Absolutely. And you know, now with more time on our hands, we have more things to do. Maybe you're into pickleball, maybe you're into biking, and you want the right pair of sneakers. You can get a beautiful, perfect pair of sneakers, one or more, at SAS Shoes. When you go in, take a good look at everything on their shelves. You're going to find more than one pair that's going to do the job for you. We were talking about the possibility of traveling as we're getting into this time of year. Make sure your footwear is going to live up to it. We need to understand, we want this to be the best time of our lives. We don't want to sit down because our feet hurt. They don't have to hurt if you've had the SAS experience. And that's what the great people over at SAS want to prove to you. Come on in, stand on the Atrex electronic scanner. Take a look at what's how your feet hold your weight, okay? Our feet have worked really hard for us all these years. It's about time we pamper our feet, and you can do that. You're going to slip into a pair of shoes that will cost you no more than the big box store. You're going to have this pair for a long time because it's well made. So well, as a matter of fact, people might have SAS shoes for years and then come back and say to Paul or to Aaron, I want the exact same pair because this pair worked very well for me. Ladies, if you're looking for wedges, you want something that's going to be wearing under a gown, they've got those too. It's not like every shoe in the store is a flat. It's not. So go on in and take a good look and make sure that you're walking out happy, and your feet will thank you. Let me tell you, as everybody who's an experienced SAS shopper knows. And Aaron, once again, the new fall line is coming in. So we want people to come on in while that selection is so great.
That's right. Yeah, all those new styles from all the brands are coming in daily, and we're putting them on the shelves right away, and they're there to try on and take a look at.
SAS Shoes, you've passed them probably at Main and Transit, okay? And then on the Main Street side, you'll also see Route 5 boots. And those boots also belong to SAS Shoes. So whether you're working or you're retired, whether you're looking for something for Western wear or for something that will just keep you toasty warm, the Route 5 Boot Store will also have that myriad of styles and sizes for you. You'll never have to go anywhere else. Hey, Paul, once again, or rather, Aaron, Main and Transit, SAS Shoes, there's only one, and you're open today until 4 o'clock, so people should come on in. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here on Senior Radio Buffalo, and we'll see you at SAS Shoes.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. A Tonawanda man is currently facing child pornography charges. Police say 32-year-old Tyler Knapp was harassing a 17-year-old female victim and would frequently send her inappropriate messages. A search warrant was executed at Knapp's home on Thursday, during which investigators found a sexually explicit video of Knapp and another minor. Knapp was convicted of distributing and possessing child pornography, and if convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. It's National Motorcycle Ride Day, and AAA of Western and Central New York is reminding both drivers and riders to stay safe. Elizabeth Carey with AAA says they've seen an uptick in motorcycle-related fatalities over the past few years.
Something has to be done to protect these people on the roads, and both drivers and motorcyclists have to realize they have to share the road. And so if drivers see a motorcycle out there, give them the space that they need on the road. Make sure that you're paying attention, using your signals when you're changing lanes, and never try to share a lane with a motorcycle. They have their own right to the lane, just like any other car.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal Series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hey everyone, Linda back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Listen to this. You lose up to 30% of your taste buds and tasting ability during a plane flight. Elevation and low pressure reduces a person's taste buds' sensitivity to sweet and salty foods, which is probably why they give you overly sweet and salty foods when you're on a plane. And that's probably why plane food, they have a difficult time making that appealing because you're here, you're actually tasting less. But that's kind of interesting. So expect that the next time you're out and you have a wonderful flight ahead of you. All right. With that news, let's move to something that will affect everyone. And that is making sure that you have the proper documents in place so you can move on your estate. All right. Going to talk about something that happened in my family with the Stams. They are here today, and it's the perfect time to bring this up. We had a situation in my family where we had people who moved, who wanted to update a will and exclude some people. But you know what? Since I was kind of in the back row with this, I was thinking to myself, what they should be doing is a revocable living trust, because I've learned from Brian and Brad Stam. They're here in studio today with Andy Borden, who is a part of their estate planning team and corporate law team. So guys, it's nice to have you back. We have Andy, we have Brad, we have Brian. And you're nodding your heads when I say this, because Brad, you hear this all the time. Sometimes, you have to understand the difference between a will and something like a revocable living trust so you can make the right decision.
You're right, Linda. And
thank you for having us back. We love being here with you, as always. And interesting fact about the airlines, of course, that is if they give you food on the flight, right?
If you get any,
because,
yeah.
Right, because now everything's like, oh, there's too much turbulence
exactly.
And there's no turbulence.
I went to L.A. and they didn't give you anything. I couldn't believe
crazy.
It. Yeah.
It's crazy,
you want
right?
to see cranky, you know, customers.
Oh, heck
but
yeah.
We won't go there, but go ahead.
But Linda, you're right, and Brian and Andy and I have all talked about this, and we all agree because we see it every day. People are coming in, and when we sit down and we say to them, we want to do the right planning for you. We want to do it the right way. We're not looking to, you know, gouge you for money, and we want this, we want that. We want to do it right for your family. We don't want your will to ever be opened. And they sort of look at you like, what? What? I don't understand what that means. There are better ways to handle the flow of your things, your monies, your whatever, to your loved ones, beneficiaries, trusts, mm-hmm. things like that. And the reason, and Andy always talks about it in our seminars, if you have a will and you have to go through probate, number one, the probate process is way too long.
Yes.
Number two, it can be complex because people can object and mm-hmm. there's all sorts of legal hurdles. And number three, 4 to 6% of your gross assets are going to lawyers and courts.
Ooh.
Unnecessarily. Think about it. If you do the math, you have several hundred thousand, even a house, several hundred thousand dollars, 4 to 6% going to lawyers and courts. Crazy. When you can do things many other ways, beneficiaries, trusts like the ones you're talking about, revocable or irrevocable trusts. It's just the right way to plan, period.
And so many people think, oh, my will is up to date. I'm done. And again, you could be making the wrong decision there.
Well, you know, Linda, the key is people want to preserve as much of their assets for their kids and their grandchildren. And sometimes they think the will is done and it's mm-hmm. complete and we name the kids and then the grandkids are in there. But the real issue is how much is your family going to lose mm-hmm. simply by going through probate? When you tell a family you're going to lose 6% of your assets to go through probate, that comes out of the kids' money, right? So in the end, someone's lopping off 6% when for the work that we do, much, much cheaper doing a trust, mm-hmm. making sure the beneficiaries are shored up, making sure the deed is proper on the house or maybe on their second house. It doesn't cost that much money when you add for 6% from a total assets of the estate. So I literally tell my clients it pays for itself. And they agree. They shake their head going, yeah, that makes sense.
And if you can avoid probate, I mean, people don't realize that can take months.
When we do trusts and other types of work like deeds on irrevocable trust or revocable living trust, the next day they own it. Literally the next day they could put it up for sale. They could cash in that asset. They could distribute them funds within a week or two. Not a year like my brother's talking about. Some
amazing.
Go a year to 2 years because there's complications. You have to find people if they're named in the will. You have to get waivers. Some people may object. The courts are backed up.
Yes.
Erie County Surrogate Court is backed up so big right now.
Mm.
Linda, there's many assets that we discuss with our clients in reviews that are, I kind of call them sneaky assets. Assets that we forget about that if you're not deliberate in the planning process, you can forget to take best practices and you might end up with an asset in probate that's totally unnecessary. An example might be something as simple as a bank account that you had, and then there was a life circumstance, and then you got married, and it's still in your name alone, or maybe a home even that you owned prior to getting into a relationship. And we could just look at the title of that document, and by adding an owner or adding a beneficiary or completing a beneficiary form, you could take the entirety of that asset and avoid probate entirely. By way of example, if you had a $500,000 house or something, a combination of assets, whether it be an investment account or a retirement fund or even life insurance proceeds, and you forget to add those beneficiary forms and you have $500,000, at 6%, that's 30 grand for nothing. We'd much rather have that be in our clients improving the lives of their beneficiaries, or an asset you might forget is your business. Because that stock certificate or membership certificate that indicates that you own that is personal property that would go through your will. What is the value of your business? Why give away an extra 6%?
Exactly. Brad, let me ask you this. In some cases, if your will is in probate, can you sell the house while the will is in probate? I think you can.
It's a great question, Lyndon. Here's what's going on. The reality is this. As my brother mentioned, the court is backed up, and they've been doing a wonderful job to try and avoid the backup, you know, and I think we're actually helping because
I think so too.
Helping people go to probate. But anyways, when you establish the estate, and it does take some time for the executor to be appointed, if there's a pressing need to sell the property, which could be, you know, there might be some dangerous things going on with the property, need to be fixed up and sold immediately, or the market, or it's, you know, in Buffalo, it's wintertime, mm-hmm. and, you know, houses don't sell great in the winter sometimes, but you have to ask for permission to do it, and there's no guarantee the court's going to get to you anytime soon. In fact, I'm sure there's a lot of people who saw that as an opportunity. Oh, we'll beg the court to sell the house mm-hmm. quick. But even they're backed up on that because there's so many requests. So to answer your question directly, nobody knows. Why risk it? Mm-hmm. Why have your house go through probate when Andy and my brother and I can tell you many other ways to handle that instantaneously or close to it?
I've got to believe that there are people who don't understand that once you pass your papers in and everything is in probate, you're not done. I mean, that probate problem, I mean, people think, okay, well, I passed the papers and I'm selling the house now. What happens if finally the court figures out, you know, they get to you, and this house is already sold, and people have moved on?
Linda, it's a very common misperception. People believe if they have a will, that doesn't necessarily mean the word probate. They say, well, no, well, you have a will. Mm-hmm. I named my kids. The three beneficiaries are my three adult kids. I don't need a probate. Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly what goes to probate.
Right.
Because the court has to examine the will and make sure it was done properly and witnessed and make sure that the people are still the named people and alive. That's probate. Whereas opposed to doing other, like Andy said, all these other avenues and ways we can do it, the court doesn't need to check those things. There's right. no court oversight because it's outside of probate.
Folks, if you're hearing this for the first time and you're going, uh-oh, wait a minute, I need to get more educated on this. We're talking with the pros at the Stamm Law Firm. Two offices, Williamsville and Clarence. They're my attorneys. Here's who I go to. The Stamm Law Firm. Please call them. They're really busy right now because everybody is calling them. But that's because they're so good. 716-631-5767. 716-631-5767. They talk about real things to real people in real language, okay? You're going to leave the meeting understanding what's going on better than you even thought. And you may be under some real misunderstandings about really how the law works. And when that happens to you, you're going to lose. You're going to lose time. You're going to lose money. And at this point, you don't have to if everything is in place ahead of time. And Brad, that's all we say is understand, you know, put your ducks in a row so you can count on things happening in the order that you expect them to when it happens.
Linda, you're right. And we're not saying, people need to understand. So people have desires in a will. I want to leave it to my children or grandchildren or whoever. We will accomplish those same goals, but in a much better way for you, mm-hmm. a better vehicle that allows a smoother transition upon passing. And who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
Every client we have pretty much says, I want it smooth for my family. We can help accomplish that. And we're not saying that we're going to change your desires. What we're saying is we want to make them better for you, better for your family.
They're going to educate you so you don't lose a lot of thousands that are leaking out of that boat. Andy sees it all the time. He's corporate and estate planning. You got Brad, you got Brian, you got their entire staff that is there for you. And they work on this kind of stuff all the time. Now, as far as, Andy, when you do this on the corporate level, what kinds of issues do you see where people make big mistakes?
The biggest mistake that I see is a failure to consider your corporation or your equity and your business as an asset that's personal to you. And the mistake would be putting it through probate. And where I see it most is it complicates succession planning and having a smooth transition for your business as your business grows or changes, or if you need to sell your business, having that flexibility and having the smooth transition, it's critical so that you're not running into a tax consequence that's unforeseen or a transitional consequence. Functionally, if you're in probate and you have an opportunity to move equity, that would be very, very difficult to be as flexible and as nimble as you want to be in a business environment if you're embroiled in probate court. So it's a failure to have the conversation, I would say, is the biggest mistake.
And, of course, I said the word corporate, but we could be a family business that just gets handed down from one generation to the next. That's what Andy is talking about. We're here. We're so happy to pass on really good information to you because that's what it's all about. Brad and Brian Stamm are here from the Stamm Law Firm. They can be your lawyers, too. Please call them at 716-631-5767. Folks, you got family coming into town for the next few months for the holidays. This is the time to talk about this stuff and do it with the Stamm Law Firm. Make that appointment today. You're going to be so glad you did, and you're going to be so educated about all of this information that you're going to need down the road. And, folks, today and right now, you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. It is your weekend, and we hope you're enjoying it. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I'm always enjoying the weekend. Always enjoy the weekend with a good read, and sometimes that read is educational, and it really opens up a lot of questions for us. And that happens sometimes in our life, because this may be the point in your life where you're living with or dealing with or loving someone who has been diagnosed with dementia. Well, this was the case for our next guest. Damian Nesser is the author of Bloom Where You Are, and he was the loving son of Celia. And Celia was his mom, who was diagnosed with a vascular dementia. And what he did is that he packed up his life in Florida, came back to Western New York, and dedicated the next 2 years of his life until she lost hers, basically, to keep her happy and comfortable. She learned about him, he learned about her, and the result is this great book, Bloom Where You Are. Bloom Where You Are. And you can find that through lifeisaclassroom.net. Damian, it's great to have you back.
Nice to have you. It's been very enjoyable.
Well, I've learned so much about dementia and vascular dementia, which is what your mom was diagnosed with. You lived with her for at least 2 years. In the latter stages, Damien, a lot of people will say that's pretty hard because their personality changes so much. And I know one of the first thing you did was try to seek out a geriatric specialist so you could get your questions answered.
Yeah, that was a key point. So it's very, very important for the family to work as a team to set their personal opinions aside and really work to find a doctor that's right for their loved one, not right for their attitude or their preference, right?
Mm. 'Cause
there's a difference. 'Cause we had some arguments about doctors. We questioned our doctor. Our doctor was very good. Dr. R was a good doctor. But we questioned him because 20 years prior, 18 years prior at that time, my father, we never really got like a second and third opinion. We went with the same doctor, and the regret was that we never got like a second or third opinion during the stages of my dad's cancer. So carrying it fast forward to mom, we questioned this doctor. We actually brought him through the ringer, actually, in a good way. We didn't disrespect him.
Right.
But so for the caregivers or the grandchildren or the you know, sons or daughters that are taking care of their parents, or if you're involved as a friend even, or a professional, it's very, very important that you talk to different doctors, get different opinions. Don't be closed-minded. Be open-minded when you're in the initial search for a doctor. And always remember, you give their doctor respect that you're not an MD. One of the chapter's names is Everyone's an MD, because my brothers and I got in a fight, including myself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't innocent either. Everybody, it's kind of like the Three Stooges when calling Dr. Fine, Dr. Fine, Dr.
Right.
Howard, you know, that's how the book starts.
That's right. Everybody's an expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's an expert. I said to my brothers, I was always the sarcastic one, and when I got pissed, I would be sarcastic, and I really, one time I said, and I wish I never said it, but I did. I said it to all of them. I said, you guys do not have a medical degree from Harvard, okay?
And of course, after that, that would quiet them for a while. But
well, you,
knowing brothers.
You know what? You have to agree to disagree.
Yes.
You have to work as a team. You're doing it for your loved one. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your loved one. And that's the most important thing to keep in mind when you're looking for a doctor, is that you obviously got to get someone reputable that is willing to, if your doctor's not willing to spend the time to learn about the family first and learn about personalities and the dynamic of the family, I would go to another doctor.
Let me ask you this, Damien. You stayed with your mom as long as you could for those 2 years. When did hospice come into the conversation?
This is where... Hang on for a second.
That's okay. It's a tough subject. They do hospice differently in different states. In my mother's state, in New Jersey, you'll be at a hospice until pretty much the very end. Then they send you home. Here in Western New York, you can choose to stay in a hospice situation through the end.
Right. And that was a big issue. Several arguments. Very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of tears. So my mom had two wishes, and one wish was she wanted ice cream for her last supper, which I was able to do on the fifth day of her being in hospice.
Mm-hmm.
And two, she wanted to stay at 120 Westbrook Road, which is now occupied by a young family. She lived there for 58 years.
Wow.
In Pittsburgh, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And mom's probably smiling down because there's kids playing in the yard. but that's a great thing. So hospice. So Mother's Day... What was it? 2 years ago, Mother's Day? Yeah, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Mother's Day. I was in Highland Park. For those of you that don't know, Highland Park has lilacs. It's known
yes.
around the world.
Yeah,
it's
Lilac
it's
Park.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So not only the smell, but the beauty of the lilac. So Sunday afternoon, I head off on Sundays. I just got back from church. I was doing a social media post, and all of a sudden I get this phone call from Amy, one of my mom's aides, who was like a daughter to my mom. Mm-hmm. She was there every morning, 7 days a week, for my mom for 2 years. Okay? Mm-hmm. So she said, Dane, you got to get home. And I knew just from the tone of her voice, this was the end, mm-hmm. the beginning of the end.
You take your time, because this was not that long ago.
So I drove home, and mom was giggling, and I said, what the hell is going on? And so Amy goes, she won't take her pills. What do you mean you won't take your pills? You're not taking your pills? I'm not taking those damn pills, right? She's an Italian, boy. I felt like I was part of the Godfather scene that time. So I'm listening to her yell. She's yelling at this point. So she spit. Amy and I tried to put the pills in her mouth. And it was at the point of, you don't want to force it down her throat. She needs to take the pills, but you don't want to force it down her throat. Like, she needs to take these pills.
Right.
So I said, that's it. After the third time, I said, Amy, it's got to be done. So I immediately went in my pocket, got my phone, called 911, didn't even call my brother. Got Pittsford Ambulance over there, the EMTs came over, and they got my mom. They carefully transported her. This is an important point. If your loved one is in stage six and their body's frail, mm-hmm. I'm talking really frail.
Yes. Like
you could break. If you're transporting
right.
Your loved one, you need to be very careful how mm-hmm. you transport them from either chairs in the living room,
right.
kitchen, or coming up the toilet.
Yes.
You got to develop a system like I did.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you're going to break an arm or a limb.
Right.
So you got to be careful, and you got to develop a system of how to transfer the loved one, or you're going to have some serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to the story, so they transported her in the proper way, almost like a gurney.
Yes.
From the hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
They both got on each side. They slipped the sheet underneath her. They rolled her over properly. And, you know, this is where my brothers and I got in an argument of, well, we can do that. No, we can't.
Yeah.
Mom's going to break an arm or a leg. Yeah. And then Dad's going to be cursing you from heaven.
Yeah. You know what, Damien? I'm going to stop you here because I want people to go to the book for the rest of that. Bloom Where You Are. You can find it through lifeisaclassroom.net. Everyone, this is Damien Nesser, who is good enough to really come back and love his mother for the last 2 years as she had vascular dementia. We love Damien, we love the book, and we love that you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
Start your day with the WBEN UPMD Three Things to Know. Hear the three things at 20 and 50 past each hour, weekday mornings from 5 until 9.
Oh, thank you. I need that.
Sign up for the three things email at WBEN.com, and the three things will hit your inbox each morning as well. We've got you covered. On air, online. WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey.
The physician for Kamala Harris detailed the vice president's medical health. Dr. Joshua Simmons, in a letter, says in a summary, Harris remains, quote, in excellent health and possesses the physical and mental resilience.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house and owning it. Having an advocate who can help you navigate negotiations, timelines, inspections, and more can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I treated myself to a day at the spa.
I upgraded our new TV.
I paid off credit card debt.
What would you do with an extra $200? When you join Sandia Laboratory Federal Credit Union, you'll get up to $200 and much more, like competitive rates and top-ranking service. Join New Mexico's premier credit union, and they'll reward you for it. Visit slfcu.org/bonus for more info. Insured by NCUA. New member conditions apply. Limited time offer.
There's no such thing as common anxiety or universal depression, and nobody knows how it feels to be you. For over 20 years, The Retreat by Shepherd Pratt has taken a personalized approach to treatment with a team that can change your life, a team built just for you to address your unique needs, and a team that puts you at the center of your own healing process. This is your time. This is your team. The Retreat by Shepherd Pratt. Learn more at shepherdpratt.org/your team.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.